Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning. Welcome in to the Blog Talk Radio studios. A lot to talk about today. We've got basketball, we've got baseball, we've got hockey, all sorts of things going on. This is, no matter what they say, a busy, busy time of year. We'll get right into it, and we'll start with a little bit of college hoops. This was the story of the day for no apparent reason at all, but do want to touch on it real quick. Josh Jackson, no surprise, jumping to the NBA. He has hired an agent and will be in the NBA draft again. No surprise. This one, Josh Jackson going to be a lottery pick, going to be a top pick. Really no surprise at all that Jackson was going. You know, and I want to point this out real quick. Kansas has a lot of one-and-dones. There are a lot of one-and-dones. There are a lot of one-and-dones that go to Kansas, play their games, and get out. Josh Jackson was a different cat. You could tell Josh Jackson loved Lawrence. You could tell Josh Jackson loved being at the University of Kansas. Yes, he did have a couple of issues, but you could tell that for some reason there was just a little bit of a difference in Josh Jackson. So definitely the University of Kansas will miss him, and he's off to bigger and better things. As I said, everybody knew it was coming. It wasn't really a huge, huge surprise, but that is how it was done yesterday. No big time conferences, no big time news. It was just released through the University of Kansas that he would not be around next year. All right, let's move to the big story of the day, the big news of the day, the big game of the day. That is the rematch. It is time once again for Giants and Royals. Royals fans still have that sight in there, and I'm sorry, and I know it's early in the day, and I'm sorry, Royals fans, going through a little bit of tremors right now. We all remember Pablo Sandoval catching that pop fly in the third base in the third base coach's box. We all remember it, and it still hurts. And we're a title later, and it still stings a little bit. But obviously, it was the start to a really good thing, getting that title a year later, and how much this franchise has changed. Well, they hope to get their retribution is a funny word to use here, but I think still that there's a little bit of, we need to get this win. We need to get this series. And while some of the pieces are gone from both of these teams from that matchup in 2014, a lot of pieces are gone, but a lot of pieces are still there. The Alex Gordons of the world. There are multiple guys, Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, guys in and out and in and out, guys that have been, that were there, I should say, in 2014. The same with the Giants side. We'll see a lot of familiar faces. This one is still going to be a lot. In the grand scheme, you know, we're 2 weeks into the season, and right now the Royals actually have a better record than the Giants coming into this one. Neither have that have an impressive record to write home about. Kansas City obviously getting that, getting back to 500 with that win on Sunday. The Giants right now 5-9. They're not an impressive team. Right now, they have had a couple of really tough losses, heartbreaking losses early on in this season. So it should be a good one tonight. Hamill against Kane. We'll talk a little bit about that as we close out today's show. But it is time. Retribution. Get that. Get the sweep. Get the sweep. And 2014 is maybe not washed away, but 2014 is a little bit on the back burner. Get a couple of wins here against San Francisco, and I will feel much, much better about 2014, about just the Royals in general. It's weird to say 2 weeks into the season, this is an important series, but this is an important series. Not for the record, but for the psyche of the Kansas City Royals. All right. I take a deep breath because this next story has me a little bit confused, up in arms, and a little frustrated. Rob Manfred, the new commissioner of Major League Baseball, is making changes. He's making big changes. When we see new regime come in, that's what they do. Big changes happen. Big changes will triumph in new regimes. We see that all the time. We see that whether it's a new boss, whether it's a new, you know, whatever it is, changes happen when that new one comes in. Well, Rob Manfred, along with multiple other sources, and really this started with a writer. Let's just face it. It started with a beat writer that had to stay way too long at a game and wanted to leave, wanted to get his story in so he could go home for the night. Well, it was talked about yesterday. It's been talked about for about a week now, but really brought to light yesterday by multiple guys, Ken Rosenthal being one of them, multiple names. MLB games in the future could potentially end in ties. Just let that sink in a little bit. The proposal now is that after 12 innings, if a game is still tied, to call it a tie. Wow. After 12 innings, I understand. I understand that games get long. I get that. You have a 12-inning game that starts, say it's an evening game. Say you have a 7 o'clock start at the K. You go 12 innings, you're looking at 11:30, midnight. You're looking at the next day. Just, you know, you have a game that goes that late and it really screws up your next day. Whether you are a reporter at that game, whether you're just a fan at that game and have to sit there forever and end up having to go to work the next day, you're running on 3 and 4 hours of sleep. If you don't leave the K, let's be honest. If a game doesn't get over until midnight, you're not leaving the K until 1. It's just, if you are not leaving the area, you are not leaving Truman Sports Complex until 1 in the morning. There's no getting out of there like that. It's just not possible. So, what can moving this, can changing this make it any better? We already see ties in hockey. We see ties in soccer. We see ties all around. But are we getting to the point? We saw a tie in the major leagues already. We saw a tie actually last year. It was a game, I believe it was even the Chicago Cubs, your defending World Series champions. If I'm not mistaken, there was a game that ended in a tie, or excuse me, was rained out and then not able to make up. So what happens? What happens continuously? So how do you solve this? In fact, I want you to go to the Facebook page, and we'll talk about this a little bit. How do you solve a tie game? I've had people bring up, well, give them both a win. Everybody gets a trophy. Fantastic. Everybody gets a trophy now. Go to a home run derby. That one was interesting. That one I liked. I heard that actually on Sports Talk this morning. That one sounds fun. Put up your biggest home run hitter and just let him go. That one I like. That one has a little bit of novelty to it. I like, however, going these late inning games, playing them out, and then having the jousting, the back and forth between managers, between players, whatever it may be, not only trying to figure out who to put in those late innings, but then who to put in tomorrow because you've wasted seven pitchers. I like the back and forth. I like the mental side of this. So the question is, do you fix it or do you let it happen? That is the biggest thing that I have. Do you play 15 innings or do you try to fix it? Go to the Facebook page. Tell me what you think. Do you want this thing to end early or do you think that they should play it out? And if you do want it to end early, how do you want it to end in a tie? Do you want them to do handstands until, do you want the managers to do keg stands? What? I like that one. Actually, Ned would kill at that. All right. Let's take a look at your scoreboard from last night in the NBA, two games last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers take game two of the Eastern Conference first round series. They now lead that series 2-0 after the 117-111 victory last night. 32 points coming from Paul George just was not enough, as there wasn't a whole lot of help around him last night. LeBron ends up with 25. Kevin Love with 27. Kyrie leads all scorers with 37, and the Cavs get the 117-111 victory. The San Antonio Spurs open up their series with a game two win, 96-82. They now have the two games to nil lead. 37 points come from Kawhi Leonard in this game, 37-11. Can we just say, I can't say that Kawhi Leonard is the top guy. That's obvious he's not. But man, you have to put him above. You have to put him among top three, if not top two, in the NBA right now. Kawhi Leonard is making big time for his teams. Again, 37-11 last night for Kawhi Leonard. And the Spurs get the 96-82 win over the Memphis Grizzlies. So Memphis in a 2-0 deficit right now, need to get game three. We'll talk about those on tomorrow's show. Game three's coming up on Wednesday. Tonight in the NBA, three games going on tonight in the NBA. It is Bucks Raptors game two. The Bucks are the leading it. Chicago with the 1-0 series lead. They take on the Celtics tonight at the Garden in Boston. And in the late contest, it is the Clippers trying to get back to a 1-1 series with the Utah Jazz. That one going on in the Staples Center tonight. Two of those games on TNT, the Bulls Celtics and Jazz Clippers are both on TNT. The early game, Bucks and Raptors, can be seen on NBA TV. Scores last night in the NHL. all four games going to overtimes. It was the Senators, Maple Leafs, Predators, and Ducks with victories last night. In game threes, the Senators now have a 2-1 lead, the Leafs a 2-1 lead as well, and the Preds and Ducks both open up now 3-0 leads in their series. The Blackhawks and Flames really need to get back into this thing. They have to get the next game if they want this series to continue. Right now, sitting in nice shape are Nashville and Anaheim. Lots of games going on yet in the next couple of days. Three games tonight in the NHL as well. It is Canadiens, Rangers, Penguins, Blues, and Oilers, Sharks. The Penguins have a chance to get the series tonight if they were to beat the Blue Jackets, the rest leading two games to one. The Canadiens and Oilers both have two games to one leads. They can bust it open tonight in game four. All right, to close out today's show, I do want to take a look at that pitching matchup tonight for the Royals and Giants. Matt Cain going to the mound against Jason Hamill. Cain, 4.82 ERA. He has one win on the season. Jason Hamill was beat up in his last outing, gave up seven hits and four runs in his 4 2/3. His ERA now 6.5. Two guys that are not used to struggling this early on in the season. They try to right the ship tonight. Jason Hamill trying to pick up his first win. And again, the Royals trying to get some retribution against the San Francisco Giants. This one is going to be an important series for Kansas City. As I said earlier, just an ego boost, just a mental boost for Kansas City if they were to get a couple of victories, at least one victory. Probably if they can get two, I think a lot of demons will be exercised with this this team if they can get both of these games against the Giants. But again, 7:15 tonight from the K, it is Matt Cain taking on Jason Hamill, Giants and Royals, 7:15 from the K. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Have a great Tuesday. We'll be back here tomorrow for the Hump Day edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.